Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, how's everybody doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. Today, we're going to talk about the subject of value. Valuing each other, valuing yourselves, and how when everyone's valued or when everyone is taken to be of value, that it's a better environment for everybody else. It's a win-win for everybody involved. Now, to start this particular show off, we're going to talk about, again, being appreciated and showing appreciation, and also, of course, appreciating yourself and those around you. And this particular talk is not just about you as an individual. It's also for companies, companies that have employees that work for them, and showing them that they're of value and not just another number or another widget or another tool to get that particular company or that particular business to their goal. If you make a person feel as though they're of value, and I mean honestly make them feel they're of value, not put up a show to make them feel as though they're worth more than they are, but to actually show them that they are worth what you say they're worth. And of course, we all know that we're all worth far more than anybody's willing to pay us. However, most companies do not illustrate that. They do not demonstrate that in how they do things. You know, you look at their particular company motto, or you look at a particular person's personal brand model, and it says that, you know, we give the best and we do the best and we are the best, and, you know, quality and quantity and customer service is number one. And, you know, for us that aren't owners of companies, you know, we say that our families are the best, and, you know, we're the best, and, you know, we deserve all these things. However, we're not doing the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves, to take care of our families. So we're not really living what we're talking. We're not illustrating that in our actions. And as everybody knows, actions speak a lot more louder than anything that you say. What was that saying? What I see you are is speaking so loud I can't hear what you're saying to me. Well, that's true for this. And in everything that you do, you want to not only be of value, and that's anybody, you also want to, you know, show people that they're of value to you. A lot of supervisors, when we start talking about them, they don't necessarily say thank you as much as they should. You know, they don't commend people on the work that they've done. Most people consider it this way. You know, hey, you're getting paid a day's salary, and that's what you're paid to do. However, if that person is doing it well and they're doing it to the best of their ability, you should thank them, because they could be doing a partial job. They could be doing just enough to get by. You know, but you have to show, or you need to show, gratitude for the fact that that person is out there and they're plugging and they're trying to do the things that they're supposed to do. Remember something. What we appreciate, appreciates. And what we depreciate, deappreciates. So, you know, we need to look at ourselves and, you know, our families. I'm talking about, you know, the wives, the husbands, the kids that do their part to make the family a whole and to also make the family a beautiful thing, and we need to give thanks to them. You know, not always complaining because somebody forgot to do this or somebody forgot to do that, or because, you know, we had a rough day at the office today. You know, that's really not their call. I mean, it's all right for us to express it and share it with them. However, we need to understand that we are all creatures of, let's say, God, and as a creature of God, we're subject to fail because we're humans, and humans are subject to fail. So we need to be more appreciative of what we do and understand that in the long term, for success, we all need help. You know, there's many things that we're tasked to do on a regular basis, some of our own design and some of others' designs. and those things need to get done. Well, please understand, I don't care if you're a rocket scientist. No rocket scientist built a ship by itself. There were other workers and other people that were implementing and doing their particular part to make that whole come. You know, there may have been a brain behind the creation of the technical end, but somebody had to do the physical labor. You know, somebody had to do the grunt work, so to speak. And that grunt work should be appreciated. You know, I was reading a story not too long ago, and it was about a young man or a gentleman that had actually gone to he had been hired by one of the big movie corporations. And, you know, he's a motivational type person, and he went to go talk to the people, and he got to talk to the directors and the actors and all of that for, you know, a very famous movie that came out not too long ago. And, you know, after that, you know, he did his little talk. He went on his own way. Well, later on, they invited him to the premiere. Well, you know, he got to walk the red carpet, you know, him and his significant other. They walked the red carpet, and they got to wave at people and things like that. And, you know, it was a pretty good thing. So they got to see the premiere of the movie. So they're sitting there, and they're watching the premiere of the movie. And while they're watching the premiere of the movie, you know, people are yelling and screaming, and, you know, of course, all the actors, actresses, you know, all the support staff, all of those people are actually in the movie theater. And, you know, they're giving each other high fives, and they're saying, hey, way to go, and, you know, you did that, and if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't have been this, or wouldn't have been that. And, you know, it was a really interesting experience. Well, the gentleman said that at the end of the movie, the credits started rolling. Well, he's not the type of person that likes to be the last one out. He doesn't want to get caught in the traffic. He doesn't want to get caught in the hustle, the bustle, and all of that. So he stood up and went to leave the theater. Well, when he went to go leave the theater, he realized that he was the only one standing as the credits were rolling. So his wife snatched him back down and said, sit down. Nobody's moving. Nobody's moving. So he sat back down. Well, as the credits were rolling, the people that actually did the work, the people that actually did the makeup, did the lights, you know, moved stuff here and there, helped the actors with their lines, did all of these different things, you know, the people that were in the background, the people that aren't necessarily in front of the camera, they were hooting and hollering because as those credits were going by, those credits that all of us have in a tendency to not even bother to see because we're in such a rush to get out of that movie theater and get back to our lives. Well, all of those people were cheering and yelling and screaming and hollering because, again, their names were rolling through. What this particular speaker noticed was that everybody was valuable because everybody was valued. And that showed that here's something that we look at every day, a movie. And at the end of a movie, at the end of a TV show, there's usually the credits that roll. And most of us don't even look at that. And the funny thing about that is that most of us are the people that would be the credits. You know, if your particular supervisor drives a particular car or your kids have succeeded at certain things and you've helped to guide them through, you know, the landmines and all of those things to get where they're going to get, whether they've got a college degree or they just graduated high school, whether they got a new job or they started their own business, whether you've done the same. You know, you are the person that guided that person through. So those credits, you are those credits. However, most of us live our lives and we never even pay attention to the credits, even though most of us are what? We are supporting cast. We are supporting staff. We are the grunt work that did the things to make the particular stars and the particular people do the things that they do. So we all need to think about that as we go through our daily lives and understand that everybody's valuable if everybody's shown to be of value. We need to take the time to look at the things that people do to support us, and we need to find out what those things are and then appreciate people for them. And we also need to understand that none of us were created in a vacuum. None of us are successful because of our own efforts. We are successful because of all the other people that added their 2 cents. We are successful because of all of the other people that came before us. We are successful because of all the other people that sacrificed and did certain things so that we could have the opportunities to do the things that we do today. Again, if electricity hadn't have been, if the uses of electricity had not been discovered, we would still be living in darkness. You know, if the use of combustion engines hadn't been discovered, we would still be riding horses and buggies. You know, if the structural integrity of steel and iron and other materials weren't made, then we would still be living in caves. You know, if fabrics hadn't have been, the ability to weave fabrics and to do it at a mass productive way wasn't done, then most of us would only be able to live in warmer climates. Why? Because we wouldn't be clothed. We wouldn't have the things that we have today. So there are a lot of people that we need to consider to be thankful for. And in everything that I do and everything that you do and in everything that all of us do to find success, to find fulfillment, to find that oneness, and to one day live a life that others look back and go, wow, that guy really lived, you know, we need to remember that there's a supporting cast in all our lives, no matter whether we're the garbage man, all right, or a teacher, no matter whether we're the CEO of a company or the vice president of a company, no matter whether we're the president of the United States, all right, or some ambassador someplace else, whether we have $2 in our pocket or $20 billion in our pocket, we all need to understand that there is a supporting cast. There are people that need to be known that they are valuable and that they are of value because they have added value to our lives. The gas doesn't get to the gas station unless the guy driving the gas truck drives the gas truck to that gas station. The gas station doesn't exist unless somebody's willing to open up that gas station. If that worker isn't willing to be there to get the gas pumped and all of those different things. You know, there's a supporting cast in everything that we do. And we need to thank those people. We need to think about the people that are, let's go through a quick list of people that we need to be thankful for. And this is a general list, but it covers, I think, just about everybody. We need to talk about the time relievers. The time relievers are why most of you or most of us work for a company, because by that company hiring us, we are able to multiply the amount of work and tasks that are done. So the time relievers are the people that are doing the things that no one of us could do, but that many of us could accomplish easier. So the time relievers is one. The next one is the gift givers and gift compensators or mentors. These are the people who have particular gifts that they bring to the table that other people at the table may not have. They help to complete the circuit. They help to make the particular task come to fruition. Why? Because they bring certain gifts to it. You have people that are good at electronics. You have good people that are good at numbers. You have people that are good at negotiating. You have people that are good at making other people feel good. You have people that are good at being healers. You have people that are good at a whole bunch of different things. These people in my life bring gifts to me because they bring things to the table that I don't have. And what do? When they do that, they enhance my abilities. Why? Because with them I'm able to do more. Then you have the team players. You have the people that don't necessarily want to be leaders, but they want to be part of the group. They want to complete the particular task. They look forward to a job well done, and they are people that are good at working with groups. You've got some people that aren't very good at working with groups. In the industries that, or one of the industries that I'm in, we call them closet programmers, you know, those people that can't interact with other people. But you've got team players who can easily interact with other people. They can deal with the people that most of us don't want to deal with, and they can deal with the people that all of us love, and they can deal with the people that's in between. And these team players help to get the task done. They get to help get things in motion and keep it on track. Then you have the creative thinkers. These are the people that help you out when you have a particular problem or a particular concern or a particular thing that you need to take care of and you can't quite get your mind around it. You can't quite figure out how you're going to attack this particular thing, how you're going to, you know, look at this particular problem and come up with the correct solution. Those creative thinkers, those are the people that, you know, those are the Thomas Edisons. Those are the people that helped you succeed at a particular goal because they sparked you with that idea. They gave you that idea that took you to that next level. They're the people that develop and grow things and help others. And some of these people, please understand that a lot of these people that I'm talking about, most of them are dead. Now, a lot of them are alive because we deal with different people like that every day. But again, remember that you and I make those people whole just like they make us whole. No one of us is more important than any other one of us. All right? Then you've got what we call the door closers. The door closers are the people that, you know, sometimes I'm not the greatest at getting a particular task done. You know, I might start working on some wood stuff or something like that, and I got everything pretty much good, but I'm really not good at being a finisher. A door closer is kind of like a finisher. They're the person that can take that rough thing that you did and polish it and make it look good and make it to where, you know, you look at it and you go, wow, that's a really good job. You know, that's the door closer. They complete what's going on. You open the door, some people walk through it, but that door needed to be closed. It needed to be completed and completed correctly. That's what a door closer is. And then you have the people developer. The people developer are the people that help you grow. Those are the people that don't want you to fall on your sword. They're going to show you what you need to do, how you need to do it. They're going to guide you to where you need to be. They're not just going to give you a task. They're going to take that task, and they're going to show you how it's done, when it should be done, and why it should be done. And in the end, you become what we call a fisherman and not just somebody that's given a fish. You can go out there and you can complete your own task. You can make your own way. Why? Because these are the people, the developers are people that have given you skills, be it they've helped you with your people skills or your mechanical skills, be it they've helped you with your social skills or your social interaction skills. They've helped you in different ways to develop, to grow, to mature, and to become a better person or a better technician or a little bit of the above. You know, they've helped you to see things a little bit differently. Then you have what we call the servant leaders. Servant leaders are not the people that are necessarily the boss, as some people would call it. You know, I like to say that I don't have any bosses. I have supervisors, but no bosses. Why? Because I only have three bosses: myself, my God, and on occasion, my wife. But anyway, you've got the servant leaders. The servant leaders are usually the supervisors, in some cases the managers, the people that are going to help you. Or if you go to a church, they'd be your pastor or what have you. These are the people that kind of help you negotiate through things and lead you in the right direction, but they do it in a little bit more of an authoritative way, or they do it in more of a coaching way as they get you from one place to the other and as the check boxes all get tacked off until you've completed a particular goal or a particular task in which you're working on. Then after that, you've got the mind stretchers. The mind stretchers are the people that help you to grow. They help you to see the world bigger than it is. They help you to get you to see you bigger than you are presently now. They get you to see what you can be if you'll only apply yourself, if you'll only take the knowledge that you have and take the skills that you have and then work on them and nurture them and then grow them to where they become even greater skills than you may have even believed that you have. These are the mind stretchers. These are the people that help you grow. They say a mind once stretched by a new idea will never regain its same size. Why? Because you stretched it to another level. Then you've got the relationship workers. These are the people that are really good at getting people to talk and getting people to understand that the possibilities are endless and that, you know, through people you can accomplish anything and everything. And, you know, these are the people that help you when you're a little down. You know, when things aren't quite going the way that you'd like them to go or believe they should go, these are the people that have the ability to kind of give you another way of looking at it and calm you down in some cases, you know, or build you up in others. These are the relationship builders. These are the people that can, just by them saying you're okay, everybody goes, okay, he's okay. Because if such and such says he's okay or she's okay, then they're definitely okay. Moving right along. Then from there, you've got what you call the spiritual mentors. We talked a little bit a minute ago about, you know, your spiritual guidance, the people that are going to help you. Now, mind you, these aren't just your preachers and your pastors and your rabbis, you know, and your imams. These are people that have a spiritual nature to them. They're not just trying to guide you into the way of a particular religion. They're trying to guide you to where you develop and you grow and you become a better and stronger person all across the board. These are people that, you know, have that essence. They have that particular glow about them. They have that particular drive to where when you hear them talk, when you get to be around them, you feel more whole. You feel as though you kind of connected with another being, and another being that's a good force and a positive force. And then from there, the last one that I'm going to talk about is the people that give you unconditional love. The people that love you no matter whether you do it right, whether you do it wrong, whether you're good today or you're bad today. The people that love you, and they love you just because you're you. They love you because you bring joy to them just because you're here, just because you're part of the world and you're part of their world. These are part of the cast of people and individuals that bring substance to each and every person's life. These are the people that we mostly don't really pay attention to. We see them every day. We talk to them every day. We walk with them and do other things with them, but we don't really see their true value. We don't understand how much they contribute to us. It's not just about your biological family. It's just not all about your particular team or group that's helping you make money or helping you to, you know, win at a certain goal. It's about all of the players in your life that make your life what it is, that make it worth living, that give you that drive, that give you that spirit. Not only the positive people, but also some of the negative. A lot of things have been accomplished because of negative people. Why? Because we learn to not be like them. We learn to take a different path. We learn to move in a different direction. We learn to try to develop and grow and be all that we can be in spite of what they may present to us. We do the things that we need to do, trying to grow and develop and trying to be all that we can be. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I think that these are the people, again, that help us grow and help us mature. And if there's anybody that would like to share anything along that lines, I will be taking on a caller in about a second. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up the line for anybody that has something to say and give you a minute to share with us maybe something you'd like to express. And with that said, do I have a caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, ma'am. How are
Hello?
You?
Hello. I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm always all right till I can do better. May I ask who you are?
This is Dr. Ruth Stevens calling out of Detroit, Michigan.
Well, how are you doing, Dr. Ruth Stevens out of Detroit,
Michigan? I am wonderful. I have a show on Blog Talk also, on Doc Talk. So I just, I always get your reminders, and I just tuned in. So, you know, it's excellent advice. I particularly kind of chimed in when you said learning from, and I'm paraphrasing, just the individuals that are also negative. These are learning experiences for us, and a lot of people don't look at it that way. They get so emotionally caught up in the negative energy that they really don't take the time to assess what they're supposed to learn from that experience. So I was really just kind of like, yep, that makes so much sense to me. And today, more than, because I had a challenging day, it really resonates with me. So just enjoying the show.
Well, thank you. My one of my uncles used to tell me a long time ago, he said, Zurian, remember, trust no mistakes, all bushes shake.
Wow. Oh, my. Oh, goodness. Okay. That's profound. Okay.
Yes, it is. It is. You know,
it really is. It is. I mean, I love the show. I mean, it's such simplicity, but the wisdom is there in each word that you're speaking. You just have to be open to hearing it. And so I enjoy your show, and I'm trying to alter my schedule so I can hear it more often.
Well, thank you very much for listening. I truly appreciate it. And it's kind of interesting how the whole thing started with me. And I know we're actually talking on the airtime, but it's okay. With me,
okay.
I actually...
It's your show. You can do it.
That's true. With me, I actually started the show just to see if I could do it. Just to
do
it.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
The amazing thing, I mean, I talk to people all the time. I own martial arts schools. I run information systems stuff. You know, I do
okay.
a lot of stuff. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I was amazed that the show went from, because I only started it in May, I went from, like, nobody to now I'm at almost 4,000 people.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's
that,
people are listening.
That's good.
Are,
I say
because
we
are. I definitely am listening.
We all think that we're just talking to ourselves in most cases.
No, every word has to be very well thought out, and you have to be careful because you know there's an energy that follows these words, and someone is listening. I mean, I'm definitely listening, and even
yes,
if it's
ma'am.
Something that I've already heard or even said, you know, life will bring about moments in time where you hear it differently when it's applicable to where you're at that moment in time. So
God, that's
just
true.
Hearing what you said, you know, well, today that was like, yep, because I'm telling you, today was a day and a half for me, but just hearing that just kind of brought it back to, you know, full circle, and it's like, okay, I'm good now.
Well, thank you very, very much. Thank you so
you
very
so
much.
Welcome.
Well,
you
have
so
a, what's
welcome.
The name of your show again?
It's Doc Talk, D-O-C-T-A-L-K. I don't
Doc
know.
Talk.
I think... Yeah, I'm on every Wednesday, 10 a.m. So I was on yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, go take a look at it and, see, and give me some feedback. Tell me what you think.
Not a problem. I don't have a problem sharing. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, and thank you
Likewise.
For your time, your patience, and the positive words. We all need it. What was it?
You're so welcome.
Who was it? One of the motivational speakers. I can't think of his name right now, but he's one of the tops, and he says, If you're walking by yourself, if to be a leader, you have to have somebody following you. If you don't have anybody following you, then basically you're just taking a walk.
Oh, wow. Now, I love that.
And I
wow,
thought
I
that
should
was...
put that on Twitter. That was good. That
well,
was very good. I'm going to keep that with me. Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work, because I'm listening, and I do
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you very much.
You're
I
so
appreciate
welcome.
You, too, and I will
okay.
listen. Take care.
Okay, hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Be well.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great caller. I mean, that lady just pumped me up. I'm ready to talk for a whole lot more. And then some of you may think I already talk too much, but I'm not sure about that particular thing. Anyway, we hope to do as much good as we can. And please understand that, ladies and gentlemen, opportunities go around. And each of us have something to give. Each of us have something to contribute. You don't have to have a show on Blog Talk. You don't have to be anybody's supervisor or manager. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to have power beyond means. Please understand that most of the power that most people have, it's really not real. It's perceived power. It's power given to them by some position, and those positions are fleeting. Just like life is fleeting, but understand that what you take with you, what's inside your soul, what's inside your being, that's going to live long after you're gone. That's going to be here long after you're gone. And we're all here to contribute. We're all here to give everything that we can give, and we all need to be thankful for the fact that we've been given the opportunity to give to all of those around us. Ladies and gentlemen, today, just for today, do something positive. I think you might get a good result. Oh, let's stretch it out. Let's do it for the next month. Let's try to do 10 positive things for each day for the next month and see how you feel at the end of the month. 30 days, what's that going to do to you? It's a positive and it's a beautiful thing, and you're giving back. And if nobody even thanks you, guess what? At least you know you did it. At least you know that you made a positive event happen for somebody today, even if it's as simple as thank you. Anyway, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I want to thank everybody for listening to The Zurian Show. I truly appreciate you. And, Doctor, I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show today, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. And, as always, it's a pleasure speaking with everyone. Take care, be well, and have a great day. Remember, today is now. All right? And you can do it. You can do it. Just get out there, do what you need to do, and have faith, and know that nothing happens overnight, and that we all have to crawl before we can walk, and then we have to walk before we can run. Take care and be well. Thank you.